Hello, I'm Anthony Asenzi.
And I'm Derek Sabatini. This is Allegedly Funny, where comedy is subjective,
but ours is objectively bad.
Is that who I think it is?
Hello?
I don't know. I was trying to make a serious face, but it probably looked really stupid.
Trying to make a serious face. Oh, he's bouncing. He's like Mario.
We're off to a good start. Hello, Derek.
Hello, Anthony. I almost called you a different name. That's
what did you almost call me?
You don't. You will never know.
He's cheating.
We're not funny.
We're not.
Okay.
We have an important piece of news for today. This is actually some slightly serious news. I'll let Derek tell it.
Sadly, we are only going to be doing one episode a week from now on.
Maybe not for the rest of the show.
But until further notice.
Yes. He's a busy man. What can I say?
What can I say?
But we will eventually return to doing two episodes a week. Hopefully. Anyways.
Yeah, hopefully. Allegedly.
Allegedly we will. But we'll make sure to make these episodes extra good for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. After we said better, we started going...
Yeah. Well, that's better. That's what I call better. Okay, but now you may have noticed something a little different about one of us. Mm-hmm.
Runs away. I'm funny. That was a funny joke. Why aren't you laughing?
Well, the thing that's different about us is that... I'm wearing, a long sleeve shirt? Have I worn a long sleeve shirt in the episode before? It's his hair. I was trying to be
we're
funny.
But now we're not funny. We both.
I was trying to make a funny joke, but no, it's his hair. You may have noticed. Derek has a very distinct hairstyle, usually. And you know what? What he always used to tell me is that it would have been, like, as long as mine if you, like, pulled it down. Like, if it wasn't.
Yeah. It's not.
Which
like
is not
poof.
True, by the way.
It was.
My hair is longer now than it used to be.
Yeah,
it
used
to be true.
About. It was just a tiny bit shorter than his if I straightened it, but still, it's long.
It was long hair, but it didn't go this way. It went that way.
It went
So, what made you cut it again? It was, like, annoying?
It's annoying. I can't brush it, so if I want to get my hair ready in the morning, I have to turn on the shower, just stick my head under it, and wait. Get it all wet, then put it back, put it on its side, then just wait for it to dry.
Now that sounds annoying.
And when I look around, I keep smacking myself like...
Well, you know what?
Like, you saw that picture of it all in my face. Did I show you that one?
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah, where I just couldn't see. It's funny.
That is funny. You know what? When he first walked into class yesterday and I saw his hair for the first time, my reaction was...
It wasn't just... You were, like, loud laughing.
I was like, okay, well, how was I laugh?
I can't remember. It's hard to do because I can't remember. Trying to do your laugh, it's like, it's either, I'm used to doing it, like, screaming that what I got to do it normal.
You should do your impression of my laugh because he does a really good impression of my laugh. I don't think I've ever laughed this hard on the podcast, but this is, I want you to know that this is accurate, according to me.
I'll do that in a sec, but when I gave him the glass, he was like,
it's like.
Then I feel like then after that you never came up with a joke with it.
Yeah, I was trying to think of some way to make fun of his hair because I was laughing because it's just different than it normally is, and I felt bad because he did not seem amused by me laughing at it. I tried to think of like a joke to make fun of his hair. I can't think of one. There's probably like, it's just like it used to be. There's probably some guy from the 70s who's got a hair.
Oh yeah, like I've got how many people? You look like this guy. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I can't. I don't know. I can't think of anything.
If you guys can think of anything, think then I guess. Don't put it anywhere. I'll cry.
Yeah,
I'll break down.
Think like don't post it. Just think.
Yeah, that's why. I'll break down on the episode. I'll be like a little ball on the floor.
So please do post it because that'd be funny. Who got your hair?
Who got your hair? We're not.
Anyways, I couldn't think of anything to make fun of his hair with.
You got your hair.
You guys are refreshing my laugh.
Some people like making fun of your hair. Not me.
Yeah,
but some people.
Derek,
allegedly.
He's never made fun of my hair, really. And I'm assuming just because he doesn't think that he doesn't have a problem with it.
Not really.
Right, but we have a friend who's a little notorious. You might even say he has his self-described dog mentality. He's very...
Very...
He likes to roast people a lot. And it's usually funny. But he says that I look like a retired Queen member. But you know what? Fair. It could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse.
But you know what? The thing is, you could have I would have actually thought that was funny. I would have, like, still thought that was a funny joke. He said I look like a retired Queen member. But I don't think it's funny anymore because he after that, he was like, no, but actually, I don't really like how your hair looks. You got to, like, cut it or something, man. I was like, well, now it's not funny that you said I look like a retired Queen member anymore because you're not even joking. Well, I got a message just now.
You could have a mullet.
I could have a mullet. That's the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Well, you better do your impression of my laugh, Derek.
Yeah, well,
I'm looking at something more important than you.
What's the notification?
It's my film teacher. Hey, you know what? Let me see. Maybe she said something so funny I have to say on the podcast. Let me see. Sunday event? What?
Let me see.
She's talking about a Sunday event? Extra credit? Okay.
Look, oh, extra credit. You're like... My film you're teacher, like,
if you ever watch this, I'm sorry, but...
You're like... Oh,
I have I'm to not do something. Doing anything on a Sunday.
You're like
ever.
You're like I have to do some something. Oh, it's extra credit.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. And backtracking to Anthony's laugh when he laughs right. too hard. Anthony will vouch. This is what it sounds like. Then sometimes at the end, do you hear?
yeah. I die a little bit.
Wasn't that pretty accurate?
That is pretty accurate. It doesn't sound exactly like it, obviously, but it gives you it's like the perfect outline of exactly how it is.
It's not exaggerated. That's the main point.
It's not exaggerated. I'm not even kidding. It's not a caricature of my laugh at all. That's accurate.
Just scream.
Mm-hmm. I do just scream.
You scream, you're like, Alvin.
Alvin.
Okay, let's take a look. What's our next?
You boys better behave yourselves.
You better.
You gotta sing my music for me. I'm helping you out
I'm not crazy. I have talking chipmunks.
I have talking chipmunks that are ruining my life.
Noah really ruined his life. That movie. That was ruining his
Jason
life.
Jason Lee's life was ruined by that movie? Probably.
Like, while he was recording, they had to dub it. He probably was like, this movie is tearing away at my soul.
The best part is that Jason Lee, like, got out for the sequel. He was, like, not in the squeakquel at all. He was in the beginning and the end, really. Yeah. David Cross just came back full force. Like, David Cross just agreed to come back for the sequel.
He was, like, in three of them. I'm pretty sure.
David Cross was in three of them. Yeah, he was in, like, the first three.
He was committed.
He was committed. He loved being Uncle Ian. I don't know. Maybe he was, like... Maybe David Cross was...
He's going through a hard time, maybe. I don't know.
He might have been doing a little something... He might have been a little green.
No.
Alvin.
Anyway,
we can't even escape Alvin the Chipmunks. We still talk about it to this day.
So I got Alvin Chipmunks on the mind.
I think that was last episode that we talked about it too.
It was okay. We're gonna talk about something funny that's happened in
what's so funny
in me and Anthony's class in one of our classes. Our teacher wanted us. She was talking about how through each generations or throughout generations, just there's new slang that came up. And so she wanted us to give us different terms. And it was something.
It was something, all right. You know what? You said you have the photo. Can we pull up and read, like, what the final list was?
Sure.
Of slang terms.
I'll see if I can find it in a rather quick time.
I'll look it for it as well. We are looking for the list for your listening pleasure.
When what day was that?
Oh God, I don't know. It was like a Monday, but not.
I got it. Okay. I'm gonna just cut the list short because there's like 25.
Just say the most
nerds.
Important ones.
So there's like, bussin', canceled, based, cap, Chad, dead
cap.
Ass.
I hate cap so much.
Buggin'. Devious Licks, Sneaky Link, Sussy Baka.
What does Sneaky Link even mean?
Cringe, Goat, Tweakin', Glizzy, Cotton 4K, Drip, Sus, WAP. Okay, if you want, Sneaky Link is just like, is like just like one night stand, something like that. You're not supposed to be meeting up with them. Yeah, it's not in your best interest.
That's so stupid. And some guy mentioned, okay, I want to talk about this. This is a little bit of a sensitive subject, so I'm going to say it for the sake of our podcasting director as WAP, right?
Why did he say that?
The guy who said it in class?
Yeah, I don't know
why. You know, because that's what I was about to say. So if you're familiar with that song, which you might be because it was a big deal back in the day, how shall I put this? Explicit song? But it's no one actually says that. No one actually refers to the object in question of that song as a WAP. Nobody actually. It's not slang. It's just referring to the song.
If
you said that in real life, people would think you're talking about the song. They would not think that. You know.
Yeah. I can get where you're coming because the list was running dry.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
he just didn't have said it.
One says that. You're talking about the song if you say that. You're not actually, the article in question is not what you're referring to.
But no, we were the funny men, and we're like, our slang, the other people's slang words are cringe. Our funny internet words are actually based. Was us.
Okay, so here's the thing. There's like a scale. There's like a scale of like obnoxiously stupid people and then obnoxiously not smart. But obnoxiously not stupid people, right? So Derek, you and I are on this end. We're the obnoxiously not stupid people. We're not smart, not necessarily.
I would say we're on the end. It just depends. It's like our slang terms is better than yours. That's the only difference.
Well, yeah, you know what? We're definitely
no. It's the same. We just don't use them.
Listen. I'm gonna say this. We say really stupid slang terms that are stupid, right? But we're like the barrel is like this tall. We're like here. Everyone else is like here. That's like people who say cap or like there.
No, Anthony, I just think you like.
I just really hate it when people say cap. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I hate that.
Yeah, you just don't like the word. It's like my funny term is better than your funny term.
Yes.
We can't say that when we use cringe and base.
Are stupid.
You can't. It's as.
But it can't. It's not worse than cap.
In your opinion, Anthony, I'm sorry.
Okay, fine.
You.
Okay.
You think
I've been made fun of before for saying base. I wish I could stop. I wish I could stop saying base. Because.
It's the other terms we don't like are more normal than our terms.
They're more. I hate that. Why do you have to say cab? Why do you have to say bussin? Just say that it tastes good.
I don't.
Just say, this is a delicious sandwich. Don't go, yo, this sandwich bussin. Shut up. You're annoying. You annoy me personally.
And there you go. Yeah. There you go. Because I don't.
I didn't mean anything else other
than. I don't really like bussinese. I don't like when people use it. But we're also going like cringe base.
The cringe man.
And we're like, dude, we're so funny.
We are not funny and the things we say are stupid. But I'm just saying at least we don't say bussin.
We went so down the irony tube that we just used two words that we used ironically. Now we just use them.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. But, like, the thing is...
What, Anthony, you don't like sheesh, the funniest joke?
Oh, my God. The funniest joke.
Yes.
Sheesh. I want...
On the sheesh burger with the drippy sauce and the renegade bun.
The renegade bun is what gets me. No, you know what? If you're somebody out there... And you're like, dude, my grandma just died. No cap. I hate you.
Sheesh, you hate them, Anthony.
You're like, bro, this is awesome. No cap. It's like, okay, no cap. There's about to be a cap in between your eyes right now if you say that to me again. So
that's not good.
I know. You looked very uncomfortable.
I'm not. I don't care. I wasn't, that's what I wasn't referring to. I was just saying it was aggressive.
Mm-hmm. It is aggressive. Well, I aggressively hate it when people say cap.
Okay.
Tweaking. What did they say? They didn't even say tweaking, did they? What did they say?
I'm pretty sure they did.
Tweaking? I don't know what it was.
They said
sneaky link.
You just don't like terms you don't use.
Sneaky link. Sneaky and devious lick.
That's just the joke.
I know that's the joke, but I mean, whatever. Let's move on. I'm angry.
You're getting too heated over the words of the funny words.
I do love Glizzy though. I'll use Glizzy.
That's an audio clip. That's a quote. Let's just say that. So it's time for viewer mail time.
Guess who gets to read the viewer mail today? It's me. I get to read it.
You get to read it.
Derek's like,
never said that.
I'm making fun of you, Derek. Even though you didn't do anything to make fun of, I have to make up stuff to make fun of you for.
You're gaslighting me.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to move my phone around. Okay. So, we actually have got a new person who has emailed us today. Thank you. Remember to send in your questions and comments to allegedlyfunny1@gmail.com. I gotta mention it every
time.
No
capitals, no space.
No caps?
I'm gonna go.
Okay. So, here we have two things from the same person. We'll call him
we
call him
Jeff.
Jeff? Okay, Jeff. My name's Jeff.
I hate people who use cap. Anyway,
I hate people who say bussin. My name's Jeff.
Not funny. Why? Our ironic tube. We've gone too far. We're just laughing at.
Okay. Well, look. I'm not really gonna feel that bad if someone who unironically says bussin' and cap comes at me and tries to make fun of me for anything, really. So, what would you think if, says Jeff, your friend and yourself? I'm assuming he's talking about us. We're at a restaurant and you each ordered a burger, but with different toppings. And when you sat down to eat you have to put a comma there because right now you're saying if I sat down to eat my friend, I'm going to eat you, Derek.
No,
I'm lecturing you on your English. You sat down to eat. Your friend noticed his order was wrong and said so and went up to the counter to get the right one. And then he bit into your burger and you noticed it was also the wrong order. Would you think maybe they switched yours and your friend's order by accident? Or would you just shrug and eat it and not say anything?
Okay, this wasn't even one thing, but this was way too specific to be hinted at.
He's just referring to an event that,
that happened.
He knows about.
He was like at exactly 9:45 p.m. at Y.
So, do you want to talk about what he was referring to, though, Derek, or should I tell him?
He basically just explained it. We ordered a burger. And Anthony's order was wrong, so he went up and asked for a new one, and when he got his new burger, I looked, and I noticed I had his burger. So we just realized they accidentally gave us to each other.
So our burgers got swapped.
Yes, basically.
Mm-hmm. And we just didn't know. His burger. He didn't get his proper burger.
Oh, well, I was still good. Yours was good.
That place is funny. The place we get food from.
It's like a 50% chance they'll mess it up, but besides that, it's great.
Yeah. Okay, also...
They don't like us asking for ketchup.
No, if you ask for ketchup at the counter, like, where you get the food, they don't like that.
Apparently. They don't like that. They lectured me about it.
Yeah, I don't know why. It matters, whatever. Here's another one from the same person from Jeff. Remember that time when you made fun of your dad and the way he named the cat? Yeah, that was a close one. What is this person?
Oh, and that's a threat.
That's a threat.
That's just a threat.
That's a threat.
Yeah, okay, and you better watch out, Anthony.
I gotta.
You sleep with one eye open. You're gonna be. Yeah.
I better watch out. That was threatening.
You might have your name legally changed to Harry Potter.
Oh, I would actually hate that.
No, sorry. You're named a Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. You British people call me Harry Potter.
We're funny. Okay, that's how we wrap up viewer mail time. What?
That's how we wrap up viewer mail time, is with a threat.
That's the only way to end it. I'm gonna become a disembodied voice real quick.
Yeah, make sure that we were recording, maybe.
That'd be funny if we weren't. No, we're... We got 40 minutes still.
Okay.
We got a few. It's still a few. Let me check in here. Perez, you didn't find that funny. I put my head in the box. It's something you don't usually do when you put your head in a box. That's the reason it's funny, because it's something abnormal you do, right, Anthony? See, he laugh. I forgot.
You forgot how to read?
Hopefully. Favorite places, favorite fast food and just like restaurant, not fancy restaurants, I'll call them.
Right.
Those places. What's your favorite, Anthony?
I think that fast food and like a restaurant are like two different categories.
Well, so
I would say that like for a restaurant, I don't know if I know you have, obviously, but like any of our viewers, I don't know if you've been to Friendly's before.
Oh no.
I love Friendly's. There used to be one here in Oswego.
I know you like Friendly's.
They got rid of it. One of my favorite things, if not my favorite thing to eat, period, would probably be the honey barbecue super malt they have at Friendly's, which is like chicken tenders and cheese and ranch.
That thing's good. Barbecue sauce. That's good. I really like that.
It's a really, really good sandwich. So I always get that when I go there. I have to drive out a little bit of a ways to get there nowadays, but it's good stuff. So that would probably, I've been eating there since I was a child. You know what, Derek? I remember a friendly story. I don't know if you remember this, but there, you do, because you've talked to me about it before.
Yeah, I think I know exactly what story.
One time where I was at Friendly's.
Well, I'm also going to check some while you do this. You keep going.
I'll talk to the empty space next to
you. Sorry, I stepped on the cord, so I wanted to make sure it was still, they could still hear me. Okay, right. Keep going.
So, I don't remember the whole details. I think
if it's the story I'm thinking about, I know exactly. So basically, to set the scene, it was dinner time, mm-hmm. and I wanted to go to Friendly's with my mother. Mm-hmm. So I'm waddling in, like, waddling. I'm a small child.
That's how he walks.
And
that's still how Derek walks.
That's how you run.
That is how I run. You make fun of how I run. I never run anywhere anymore because you make fun of how I run.
Because you run like a cartoon character.
Whatever.
Anyways, we go down. I sit at the table. I'm eating. I'm doing something. And I keep hearing a voice, and it's like, I'm in your walls. Not actually. I kept hearing Anthony's voice, and I kept going, Mother, I think I hear the calls of Anthony Asenzi's voice. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, my dearest son of mine, you are wrong in this assumption. I'm like, you're praying.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I keep, throughout the night, I keep going, dearest mother of mine, I still think I'm hearing the voice.
My child.
And she's like, no. So eventually, after we're done eating, I keep asking her, and she lets me go around the corner and check. And I go over, and there's a small child playing on his DS.
How long ago?
He's playing Mario.
It probably was that long ago. Yeah, I used to play New Super Mario Brothers in Friendly's a lot of the time.
So basically, I saw Anthony there, and it was the reason why it's such a funny story is because on the other side of the booth, Anthony was saying the exact same thing to his mom.
Yeah, it was like a parallel. Like, I was talking to my mom, and I was like, I think I hear Derek. Because Derek used to have a very distinct voice. It's still pretty the same. It's still, like, not that different now.
No, it's very different.
Well, I don't know. It still sounds like your voice.
Oh,
like,
then it must be for my nodules. I'll talk about that in a sec, but...
Yeah, no, but, like, he had a very distinct voice when we were little. So I definitely... I was like, it couldn't be anyone else, right? And my mom actually thought it might have been him, too.
We just both were like, I think we used it, and they're like, maybe.
Mm.
So it's just a funny story, but... I'm not sure if you remember this, but when I was like real young, I used to have nodules on my vocal cords.
Of course I remember that, because my mom still remembers how you talked like that.
It's so much. I think you're remembering it wrong because...
Well, it's just because it's so gradual. I still see you like consistently over all this time that like...
Because I saw videos of it like recently, and oh my God. So just imagine I'll do a representation of what it sounds like. So it's like me, I'm like a little 5-year-old. It's like, look like I'm little Mario. I got hit by the Koopa.
He got hit by the Koopa shell. He's strong.
Yeah. So and so I still my voice is still higher pitched, but I was like, "Hey, mom." It was very raspy because of the nodules. I had to use so much. I'd basically be yelling to be talking normally, so I would always like raspy. And it's a hoarse. I sound like a smoker, but it was weird because it's just this very like gargly, raspy voice and a really high pitched voice. Like it doesn't work.
I remember thinking that your voice is pretty deep when I was a kid.
I think it was just more that I sound like I was eating sandpaper before I talked to you.
No, but it was a very distinct voice, so I knew that it must have been him.
Mm-hmm. You thought you were listening to death metal. He's like, he must be here. You listen to baby metal.
The baby metal band. That's funny.
You know what baby metal is, right?
I don't know what baby
metal. You don't know what baby metal is? It's really funny.
What is it?
It's like it's this metal group. But it's like a bunch of like the stereotypical like Japanese like artist like idol like in the like dress, but it's like all black and they make like metal. I think maybe death metal.
So it's like Japanese idols, but they're dressed in black and they like it's all, do death metal.
Yeah, it's like all, like black dresses, all that, and they make like metal. It's really funny.
So it's like baby metal is what it's called.
That's what the band is called.
Oh, okay. I'll check that out because that does sound funny.
No. It's the funniest dude. Hmm. This dude named Ladybeard. Do you know Ladybeard?
I have. Oh, I think my! I heard God. You mention him. But.
So for the viewers at home and Anthony, Ladybeard. Is this like jacked dude? He used to be a wrestler, so he's this dude's like 6'3" with a beard and like he like works out. He's ripped, but it's sort of like the joke. He wears like dresses, like the K-pop. He does the dances and all that stuff. so he's you'll see his videos and you'll see like the typical. Like Japanese idol doing all the dance, all the cute voice, and this guy will be in a dress and like a really serious face and like having like metal vocals, but he's in this dress doing all the dances with them.
This sounds funny.
It's really funny.
You'll have to show it to me.
Yeah.
I also want to see if you still have a video of you when you're young, because I want to like hear what I think I've forgotten what it sounds like.
I'm not sure if I could. I could probably get it at some point.
I'll figure it out. You know what? Okay, well, I mentioned my favorite restaurant.
You gotta keep going.
My favorite fast food place is you know what? I would say that overall McDonald's would be my choice.
Original.
I really love McDonald's fries. McDonald's food is really good. I always can go back to it. But I have like a love-hate relationship with Wendy's.
With Wendy's, I have their strawberry lemonade is the only thing I go there for.
I like a lot of stuff at Wendy's on Wendy's menu, but Wendy's is trying to like kill people out there. Okay, so there used to be this thing called like the pretzel bacon chicken pub thing. I don't know what it was.
The heart attack.
Yeah, so it's a pretzel bun.
You eat it and you're like, so Anthony. Oh, monkey got in. The monkey got in.
Okay.
So you like eat it and you go and you start aging.
Like, oh, Anthony. Okay. So it was a pretzel bun. I got hair in my face.
Oh no, Anthony, please. I need to be hydrated.
We need to talk about the old man hypothetical sometime.
We will. Keep going on your...
We'll talk about that when Nicholas is on.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a lot of stuff to talk about if we ever get Nick on. Anyways, it's the pretzel bun. It's like a fried piece of chicken. And then it's like some sort of beer sauce, like beer cheese sauce with like pickles and fried onions and bacon.
That sounds like a I sound like I'm gonna get keel over and that thing probably was like $4.
It was like $8.
Oh, so they're getting premium.
Yeah. So I would get that like once every like 1 or 2 months for like a little while earlier this year.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And I like was dying. I was like, and that was like the only thing that you could eat that day. It was like that. That was like that was like 3 meals.
You're like, Anthony, oh Derek, I'm dying, please.
Well, they got rid of it recently. Yeah.
Like, because probably too many heart attacks.
They got too many ports. Well, clearly not. Because what they introduced instead was they have the new classic bacon cheddar things. So now, every so often, well, I've only had it once, but I want to have it. I'm going to see if I can get it again today. It's 2 pieces of, like, bread that have cheddar in them or on them somehow. And then it's another piece of fried chicken. It also has, like, the fried onions and pickles on it. it also has bacon on it.
Oh my god, my chair! You're gonna get a.
Sorry, I'm laughing.
You're breaking it. Keep going.
The last detail of it is, oh no, it has bacon jam on it.
That sounds like it sucks. Yeah, Anthony.
The last thing that's on it is like.
For audio listeners, I'm just slowly falling out of my chair. Keep going.
It's like a melted cheddar cheese sauce.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I
called my...
I got. I don't want to like.
Audio. The box.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh my god, you like, that was like a boss battle.
Fell to my knees.
You like got below half health and you had your little cutscene.
Okay. It's got, well, you said it sounds like it sucks.
Yeah, it sounds like you're gonna die after.
I had it and it was actually like not as difficult to eat as the pretzel one. It's your fault. This chair is your fault. It's your responsibility. No, anyways, okay. I also really like, I'll end this off by saying, I've never had it before, but I really want to try, and I might try this today, like possibly instead of that, getting that again. I really want to try their baked potato with cheese and bacon on it.
You're like, we're trying to.
I'm trying to die.
You're like,
I want it. It looks really good. Yeah. This is why I don't get Wendy's that often, because this happens.
Yeah. Probably also, so moving on to my favorite fast food.
That was good.
But my favorite fast food, I can't go to it often, but it's a one. Five Guys.
Talk about Five Guys.
Oh, I love Five Guys. Five Guys is great. Oh my god, I forgot. Okay, quick story. So our friend, before I could drive, I can drive now, but Jack, me and my friends really wanted a Five Guys burger, and he was saying how we were trying to harass him into driving us to get us Five Guys, and he wouldn't, and Anthony was like, don't do that, he's not gonna do it, he doesn't have to, because if he doesn't want to, that's what Anthony is saying. So, like the good people we are, now that I drive, me and probably Nick and someone else are going to get Five Guys, and I'm specifically not going to bring them because they
didn't. Well, Jack didn't want to go to Five Guys.
But if it was Wendy's, he would have done it.
Well, I asked Jack like once or twice to like drive to McDonald's, and in exchange, I bought him McDonald's for himself, and sure, he did that.
Sure. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, sure. Well, it really did happen. Well, he was telling me about how he thought that Soul was not... He didn't like the ending of it.
Are you going on about?
No, we went to McDonald's once. Jack drove to McDonald's with me, and I bought a McDonald's in exchange for taking me there to have some. And he was telling me in the car about... This was when Soul had just come out, like at the end of 2020. He was telling me about how he didn't like the ending. And, yeah.
I haven't seen it, but no, but
everyone really likes it.
Yeah, but look who's not getting their Five Guys burger.
Well, I guess I'll just never have one ever.
You good?
Good. Guess who's not coming to the zoo on Saturday?
That's not very nice.
Okay, well, it's not very nice of you to not bring me to Five Guys.
I do like you say that. I can go if I want to.
You could go to the zoo. You say you can't. I'm gonna tell you not to hang out around us. I'm like, go away.
I'll be like, look, monkey, and you'll be like, where? And then everyone will be gone.
Did you see what I posted in like the birthday group chat? Though? Are you cool with like? I know that you've got to go to work.
Yeah, let's that's for after the podcast.
Okay.
So he's not getting Five Guys. That's what you gotta know. Also, half the reason.
Did you count that as a fast food place or as a restaurant?
Though? Fast. That's fast food.
Do you want to mention a restaurant though?
I will. And think. Second. I'm trying to think. Is there anything more funny with the? I forgot. I gotta get down the list of who I gotta bring to Five Guys.
Except for me and Jack.
Yes, that's the ones I know.
Jack, what if Jack did drive me up to Five Guys without you?
Then that's good for him. If he wants to do that, he can. I'm not gonna tell him not to. Oh, look who's in now. Oh,
Jack said no, I wouldn't go. Jack.
Oh, but if someone when you say it's hot and someone says it's 60 degrees, you're like, well, actually.
You want to tell that story? Well, tell your restaurant first, and then we'll get to that.
My favorite restaurant is Pizza Hut. I love Pizza Hut. Not for the pizza. It's everything else. I love Pizza Hut.
I actually get sick when I eat Pizza Hut pizza.
Their salad, their K-Papas, which are really good, and their garlic knots. But they got rid of them. I'm so angry.
I never had anything really from Pizza Hut other than the pizza, and it made me sick every time.
That's why everything else is
my great. Poor father loves Pizza Hut, and he could never have it because my brother and I both got sick from eating it, so we would have to order something else. Mm-hmm. And now it's not even in Oswego anymore.
Look what you did to him.
I'm torturing him. Yeah, you heard it here first, Dad. You know, I hate you. And it was all a conspiracy to make sure that you were never happy.
So. You're like, oh, I got sick. You put cyanide on it, on your own pizza. Oh, interesting fact.
On mine?
Yeah, so you get sick.
Okay, well, like, whatever.
On an unrelated note, interesting fact I know about that we find really funny. And vats of meat, like just giant vats of meat, you're allowed to have 2% other. Interesting fact.
In like any amount of meat.
In any like, if there's a vat of meat, it can have 2% other.
Of like anything.
I don't. Else. I obviously not. If it has like cyanide.
If it has anything that's like health hazardous, well, as long as like, it's not harmful.
Like, whatever. Like technically, like in a giant factory, like
2% water.
Like a giant, like let's say. Like hot dog factory, if a you know someone's being a little too careful, I'm not sure this is true, but like if someone's like, oh, a little bit of my finger, it's 2% other, as long as it's not over the 2%.
As long as it's not hurting me.
But I feel like what's already in the hot dog's gonna hurt you more.
I don't even like hot dogs; they don't taste good to me.
Okay, then hamburgers. There, we fixed it. Oh. We fixed the hypothetical.
Well, that's too bad.
But anyways, we're gonna
wait. You gotta talk about the other day.
Okay.
Yesterday.
So for those who know yesterday, and I'll just explain the weather. So yesterday was a nice, like 62 degrees. The sun was out and a nice breeze. So like for most people, that's like amazing weather.
Mm-hmm.
Like perfect. A small breeze, only 62 degrees. And Anthony came out and he's like, oh, it's too hot. The sun's beating down. And he was...
It was hot. But the sun was right on me. It was hot.
That's what he says. Mm. So he pulls out an umbrella.
It only helped so much.
To put over himself so the sun isn't on him. So you guys know, literally everyone else had like... I would say like... At least, like, over 50% at least had a jacket on. Mm-hmm. Around everyone else around you. And you're like, oh, it's beating down.
It was beating down. It was hot.
It really wasn't.
I thought so.
You think a lot of things are hot when they're not.
Well, I can it just get to being, like, 30 degrees outside with no sun?
That sounds not... That sounds
perfect.
No, it doesn't.
That does to me.
I know a lot of...
Everyone was like, you know, the... Actually, that was what we were going to talk about anyways. We're going to talk about the weather here, how it usually is. So let's just go into that.
Yeah, weather here is weird. It really is.
It is.
It changes so much.
The summers are really hot.
It can go from like, it can be like, obviously during the summer, like 85, I would say, is like really hot usually.
It was 80s a lot.
Yeah, it never usually gets, sometimes, but that's few and far. It's usually around like 80, 85.
Right.
But then during the winters, we can have a snow. It's just really weird how we can go from really nice, like, good weather to...
We get into the negatives pretty often in the winter.
I wouldn't say often. I would say...
But it always happens at least once or twice.
Well, I don't think it happened last year.
Last year was weird. In February, it must have been at least once. Because February was really bad this year.
Yeah, I don't think so. At least I remember the snow wasn't that bad at all.
It was in February, dude. You not remember?
Not as bad as usual.
I think that February was just as bad as it's ever been.
I wouldn't say so, because...
The December was, surprisingly, it was like a green Christmas.
Well, that's usually December.
No, dude, we got... I've only ever had two Christmases that didn't have snow on them. 2015 and 2021. 2020.
Okay, I think you're misremembering something. Or if there was snow, it was so little that it didn't...
Oh, it's just usually... It's unusual for there to be, like, no snow in December, though.
Yeah, but we're just saying the weather's really weird.
January and February always have a decent amount of snow, almost always. Mm-hmm. February this year was really when we got a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
So it just came late.
Yeah.
But you know what? Everyone here complains about how cloudy and snowy and rainy it is, and I'm saying the sun depresses me. I don't want it out. Don't want it in my face. Don't want it beating down on me. Go away. Make it cloudy, first off, because it looks nicer and it's cooler. Make it windy, because that also makes it colder. And make it like 20 degrees outside. I'll take 30. That's my ideal day outside.
That's like the day I don't want.
that's how I am. I'm not even joking. I would love it to be like that.
No.
I want it to be like 3 or 4 feet of snow outside, maybe more. You know, I want there to be,
okay,
I want it to be like 20 degrees out. I want there to be no sun. I want it to be like maybe at least a little bit windy, just like a tiny bit.
No, you're without the wind. You're crazy. You're crazy.
The wind,
the wind is the worst in the winter.
In the winter, I could do without the wind. You're right.
And also, like I like a lot of snow, but 4 feet is a lot.
I know.
I want a lot of snow, but I want to be able to like drive.
I want a lot of snow, and I'll walk where I need to get to.
You don't walk now.
I walk to, like, Stewart's and stuff near my house.
Whoa.
To get their ass.
Whoa, but then when walking across campus, you're like...
You know what? Because it's not winter right now. In the winter, when I'm walking around campus, it'll be great.
It will be awful. I have a 10-minute walk because the parking's
that
stupid.
That sounds awesome to me.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does in the wintertime.
Yeah. You couldn't... No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
You would complain 90% of the year then.
Except for the winter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I already do complain when it's not the winter and to walk around.
You probably pull out an umbrella and like, you're like, it's like 50 degrees and you're like, no, I'm just shriveling up.
I hate the heat. I'm like a snowman. I want it to be cold. I want it to be snowy. I want there to be no sun. And in the winter, I could probably do without the wind, but I don't mind.
You're like a snowy vampire.
Yes. I'm like the abominable snowman.
You're crazy. That's all I got to say. I'm going to become disembodied one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how we're doing. Oh, 17 minutes.
17 minutes left?
Yep.
Okay, what's the next topic?
We're going to talk about something funny. That's what happened over the weekend. It was over the weekend, but that, like around last week.
It was on Thursday, right?
It's a me, a Mario.
It's a me, Mario. So, you know what? I was watching the Nintendo Direct this Thursday live.
We're talking about the Mario movie, okay?
Mario movie. I was watching the Nintendo Direct that aired on Thursday live. And I thought, you know what? All right, look, it wasn't great. But it had some stuff I really wanted in there. Last thing they talk about was Bayonetta 3. It's like it only took them 3.5 years to show
That's Nintendo with every game. Every single game they release, they're like, we're working on it. You want content?
Okay. Well, we got Bayonetta 3. I'm really excited about that. They showed off a 3D, like, open-world Kirby game. That's awesome. Splatoon 3 looks incredible. Cannot wait to play Splatoon 3.
Then they ended it off with a bang, to say the least.
Well, this is not the... They ended it off with Bayonetta 3, but towards the end... Oh, also, I'll talk about this after, but there was one thing in the direct that really upset me. That was, like, that was aggravating. Anyways... Shigeru Miyamoto comes out in his Mario shirt. I'm like, a new Mario game? Is there a new Mario announcement? Is there something about Mario? Because I'm just waiting for more Mario content. I'm like desperate. Okay? It's true. We're coming up on 4 years since the last Mario game. So, you know, I want more Mario. I really do. So I was excited. I was
like, you got your Mario content, to say the least. Mario announcement?
So what happens is he says that they have some news about the Mario movie, which of course most people already knew about. It's being made by the Despicable Me people, you know, the people that haven't, Illumination, you know, the people that haven't made a good movie since Despicable Me 11 years ago, those people, which obviously was a little concerning to me, but I'm like, you know, Miyamoto says he's working closely with them. Maybe it'll be okay.
Yeah,
maybe it'll be all
that, right. That was the most, I do think that was, before anything went down, that was like the consensus. Like, oh, it's going to be made like by Illumination. Some of the jokes might not be that good, but it's still going to be Mario.
Yeah. It's got Shigeru Miyamoto. It's going to be Mario, right? That's what I was thinking. So... He says he'd like to show us the cast
and
for the new Mario
movie. You know, you're just assuming, oh, it's just going to be the voice.
It's going to be Charles Martinet, you know, the voice of Mario and Luigi and Wario and Waluigi. And
almost literally, they could have just hired him and have most of the cast solved.
Yeah, Charles Martinet. He also did Donkey Kong once, too, but so I don't know. Look, I'm like, okay, so we're going to talk about that, right? We get a black and white picture of Chris Pratt. And right there, it's just a little M icon. And it says right there, Chris Pratt, quote unquote, Mario. Chris Pratt as Mario in the Mario movie. Chris Pratt. Okay, now let me make something clear. I like Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt's a great actor. I love Chris Pratt.
I love Chris Pratt. He was great in the Lego movie. I loved him in Guardians of the Galaxy. He was good in Parks and Rec. I love Chris Pratt. Mario!
Not Mario. Not Mario.
They
went for the entire cast. We'll go into that, too. They just Googled actor.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? You know who's Luigi? Charlie Day. Who was watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia and said, that's Luigi. That's who we're going to get as Luigi right now. Charlie Day.
Instead of, like...
And we're going to pair him up with Chris Pratt.
I think Chris Pratt's more horrendous than...
Charlie Day's, you know, I feel like Charlie Day could do a funny Luigi.
Yeah, with Charles Day, the thing I keep gotta remembering, this is a animated movie.
Like, I feel like Charlie Day is actually gonna do a solid job. He wouldn't be my first choice.
Solid job is maybe.
Maybe he'll be fine.
He'll at least be funny for the wrong reasons at the very least.
At least he'll be funny for the wrong reasons. But Chris Pratt.
His clip. It's a me, Mario.
It's a me. Mario.
It just sounds like a white dude.
I know.
They literally Googled, like, who's the least Italian people?
Least Italian person alive.
Know what it makes me more annoyed about that? The movie would unironically just been better as a live action. They look more like the characters than their actual
voices.
They
look more like the characters than they sound like them.
Yeah.
Like, Charlie Day looks more like Luigi than he sounds like Luigi.
Like the person doing Princess Peach, whatever her name is, I forget.
I can't remember.
Her face is, like, I would say he's, like, very good for Peach.
Yeah, she could have been a great live-action Peach. I don't know anything about her. I think her name was Anna Taylor-Joy? Maybe?
Something. I know she was in, like, Gambit.
I'm sorry to offend you, multi-million-dollar actor who will never watch this.
But, yeah. I know she was in, Something's Gambit, like, a really popular show on Netflix.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the chess show.
I never watched
it. Yeah, but anyways, like, the actors they got for Luigi and Peach, and some more we'll talk about in a sec.
Yeah. The notable ones.
That they would be so much better live action, yeah. But, like, I feel like they chose, like, the absolute worst option for Mario.
I like Chris Pratt, but he's not going to be good.
He's not going to be Mario. But the one role they did...
Here's one that I think is unironically a good choice.
Bowser.
Jack Black as Bowser, okay? So listen, Jack Black's just good in anything. You could put Jack Black in the worst movie ever made, and he would be, like, good in it.
That
movie would still be the worst movie ever made, but it would be, like, Jack... It couldn't possibly... You cannot have a movie that is simultaneously the worst movie ever made and it has Jack Black in it. Because he alone will elevate that. Jack Black will be good in anything. He's always good. Always the best part of anything that he's in. Jack Black is going to kill it as Bowser, unironically, like, bring his all to that role. When I think about, like, Mario and Luigi, or, like, Paper Mario in a game where Bowser has, like, spoken... I think Jack Black is actually really good
for because I don't think it's not going to be a serious Bowser.
Bowser's not a serious character.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. I feel like it's going to remind me a lot of Eggman in the original animated series.
Like Dr. Robotnik, like Long John Baldry's Dr. Robotnik, like, in Adventures of Sonic
the Hedgehog. He's like all these ridiculous plans with the two robots.
Yeah, with Scratch.
He's just funny.
Yeah, he'll be funny. He will be the best part of the movie if you're talking about what's actually funny. If you're talking about the unironically funny parts, the unironically good parts, Jack Black will be the best part of that movie. Who will be the funniest person overall, though, is the next person I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Pratt will not be the funniest person overall. The funniest overall part of this movie, even funnier than Jack Black, but not for the right reasons. Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
Hey, Mario, check out my barrel over here. Don't hit it with your fire flower. You're going to see crazy stuff if you do.
No, it'd be really funny. What if it's like Bowser and Donkey Kong, like, working together? That will be the funniest thing of all time.
That would be funny because you've got one guy who's just really funny unironically all the time, and you've got another guy who's like... He's funny. He's funny for the wrong reason.
No, I would say he's like, unironically, he's pretty funny.
I like Seth Rogen in a lot of movies. I like him. I don't know what the general consensus on the movie The Night Before is, but I like that movie. I like him in Pineapple Express.
Seth Rogen, he's there for a good time.
Yeah. And you know what?
Donkey Kong,
he's just going to be, like, the funniest part of this movie overall, but it's only going to be because I'm seeing Donkey Kong on screen going, "Hey, Mario.
Hey, Mario.
Check out my barrel, Mario.
I got a banana. It reminds me of a..." I don't get it.
You know who's going to be Toad?
I don't get it. Yeah, I was about to say
Toad? Toad who's like, "Hello, I'm Toad." That guy. Keegan-Michael Key.
I don't even know who that is, but I know he doesn't...
You know Keegan Peele?
I think so.
Okay, do you know Jordan Peele?
I think so, yeah.
He's like, he directed the Candyman movie, directed Get Out. But he used to do a lot of comedy stuff more.
Oh, it's a direct?
What? Directed those. Yeah. Produced something. Mm-hmm. So he used to be in a comedy duo. I think they still do stuff together.
Sometimes. Oh, he worked with them, okay.
Keegan-Michael Key. But I also knew Keegan-Michael Key because he hosted some sort of America's Funniest Home Videos, but for animals videos, when I was a kid.
You know it's going to be where people are going to really like it. We're going to really love that movie for the wrong reason. Sort of like how the big meme of, let's talk about spaghetti pala informationes. Hello, Mario.
Hello, Mario. Use my brother Luigi to give you a whole spaghetti heap of informazione.
Hello, Mario.
That was funny. Day is going to be like...
It's a me.
Mario, there's Peppa Sylvia. There's Princess Peach. There's Princess Daisy. I've got boxes full of princess.
The thing, it probably makes me even more than... Not even more than Mario, but it's just like, why... You at least need someone with a high-pitched voice to play Toad. It's not going to be funny.
Michael Key has got, like, a smooth voice.
It's not going to be funny. The entire reason Toad is funny is his voice. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be funny. The reason Donkey Kong's funny because it's not going to work at all.
Yeah, because Donkey Kong's like, It's like, yeah, what he does. He goes like,
it's not
okay. That's Donkey Kong. He doesn't go. I guess I could imagine Seth Rogen going okay. Can you imagine Seth? Yeah, I can see it. Seth Rogen goes okay.
I have a sneaking suspicion that they're gonna have all the characters try to do voices, and for Seth, Bowser's gonna work because Jack Black can just do any voice.
Jack Black's just gonna speak, and it's gonna be Bowser.
It's gonna be so bad. It makes me more angry. I don't care. Before I say my thing, know what's the saddest part was? It was at the end they showed Mario's actual voice actor.
Yeah, that was the salt in the wound. Is that Charles Martinet is gonna be in the movie like periodically making like funny cameos?
Like,
he should just be Mario.
It's just really sad because he's like at the bottom of the credits on the poster.
Yeah.
Like,
he should be Mario.
I don't know. They would have. The thing is, I don't get. I think, like, I know it's like they think, and also people are gonna see it, and they're gonna be like, see, it worked, and it's not because they got, and it's gonna work at getting so many people to go see it, not because they have not because of the famous people, is because it's everyone's going to make fun of it. That's why people want to see it.
I would rather just. Why can't Charles be Mario? Because Charles is Mario. Yeah. I love Charles Martinet.
He's Luigi.
He's the Wario. Oh my god! If Wario is in this movie and he's not voiced by Charles Martinet, I will like lose.
It's not gonna happen. But there was one person who can be Wario, Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Danny DeVito is the only person I would ever accept being Wario other than
I saw the thing. No, who'd be a great Waluigi? Tim Carey.
Jim Carrey?
Tim
Carrey. Jim Carrey. I can't even imagine it. But yeah, he would be
our
live action would be better.
Yeah. Sorry. I just saw him post. I'm like, no, live action. It's not live action. It would be so much funnier.
Really funny. Not for the right reasons.
Donkey Kong.
Hey, Mario.
It's the worst is the clip of Chris Pratt doing his Mario voice.
A Mario. That's like insulting.
Yeah.
Do you think that Chris Pratt even likes Mario? Do you think that Seth Rogen's like, yeah, man, I love Donkey Kong. I play Donkey Kong Country all the time. Do you think that any of them like it? Do you think that Taylor Joy or whatever her name is like a huge Mario fan?
I'm not even mad at her. Because
she could probably do a good Peach, but I'm wondering, do any of these people like Mario?
I feel like most people who play their roles don't watch their roles. I see where you're coming from, but no, it's like everyone besides Peach and Jack Black, I'm not even saying Bowser, just Jack Black, don't make sense.
Yeah. It would be kind of cool if Charlie Day, like Luigi's Mansion or like just Mario in general.
It would have just worked so much better, even if they didn't want to use Mario's voice. They should have done the animated show, just got Italians.
Yeah. They got Captain Lou Albano and Danny Wells. And you know what? The Mario Bros. Super Show, the cartoon part's fine. I'm nostalgic for it. But I actually will still go back and watch like the live-action segments of the Super Show to this day because I just love seeing live-action Captain Lou and Danny Wells go on funny sitcom things with each other.
I'm going to check the time.
But hold on. I want to look at and see this.
What are you looking up?
Okay, let me see. Does Chris...
Does Chris Pratt like Mario?
Yeah,
that's what you're most concerned about. You're like, he better like Mario, like me. I'll play Mario.
I will play Mario. I'll be like, it's me, Mario. Here's why Hollywood cast Chris Pratt as Mario. Why?
He could go, it's me, a Mario.
Okay.
Why?
Pratt is an Italian, and his voice doesn't suit Mario. And Jack Black is Bowser? Okay, whoever said that, I've got a problem with you.
Jack Black is Bowser is the best.
Why these people? Why these actors above everyone else? Like, all great endeavors in human history, Mario's movies' casting choices are surely motivated by money. Yes. Come on. Doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to wonder why they cast him, blah, blah, blah. Chris Pratt, blah, blah, blah. Jurassic World, blah, blah, blah. Can't always get what you want? What? What are they talking about?
I think you can just assume why they casted Chris Pratt. It is obvious. It's good to look on a poster.
Yeah, I know, but like
there is no reason. It's just Chris Pratt's very popular.
So it's not talking about why. Okay, hold on a second. I think I just found out on this article. Let me go down. His love for the character and winning his dream role. Chris Pratt's like, I want to be Mario so bad. That, like, back in 2014 when he was in Guardians, he's like, maybe one day this role will get me the part as Mario.
Hey, you said you wanted someone who it doesn't even like Mario.
Okay, you know what? Let's play the real... because I only saw the clip where he goes, it's me, a Mario. I want to see... Apparently, there's a whole video. Let me see this.
I'm pretty sure the entire video is him just talking about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've never seen the whole video,
Chris. Well, I don't, but no. Hey, Anthony, you got your wish at least.
There's a Mario movie?
No, that, he likes Mario.
Okay. But Chris Pratt on Instagram.
So when I was a kid, I lived in Lake Stevens, Washington.
And Chris Pratt's a really cool guy. Just like as a person, he seems awesome. Mm-hmm. I like Chris Pratt.
Let's see. My house. And it had Super Mario Brothers, the original arcade game.
So he likes it because of the arcade Mario Brothers?
Well, he's gonna keep talking. Let's play the video.
I never had a quarter, it felt like. I'd either steal him from the wishing well.
Okay. He made a face.
That's wild. Just dawned on me right now. The quarter I stole out of the wishing well to play Super Mario Brothers has come true that I get to be the voice of Mario. But I clearly stole someone else's wish. So, just waiting for that row of karma dominoes to come crashing down on me. But as it is right now, it's a me, a Mario. That's not the voice. You'll have to wait to hear the voice. But we've been working hard at it, and I'm really
excited. Anthony.
Be the voice of that video game that I dreamed about playing as a kid. Dreams come true.
You can't be like... Oh, no, because you said I would. Does he even like Mario?
Okay,
says yes.
You know what? No, I got my wish. He likes Mario. I'm glad. But the arcade Mario Brothers, of all things, do you think he ever played, like, even...
I don't know. Well, at least...
I don't think that... I really am not confident in the amount of material that this movie's going to take from the arcade Mario Brothers, which was, like, one screen.
I know. Well, he probably didn't talk... He probably played some more of it, but he just didn't really talk... I don't know. Well,
he likes Mario. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. At the very least, it's probably going to suck, but at the very least, he's actually going to, like, voice lessons
and
stuff.
Okay, well, you know what? The thing is, this movie is probably going to be bad.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a really enjoyable bad movie that I think I'll keep going back to. And you know why? Because as soulless as the choice for the casting is, Chris Pratt is just unironically, he just seems like a really solid, like, good person. And he actually, like, cares. Like, he's actually going through the trouble. He cares about playing Mario. He's not phoning it in. And I think that that's going to really, like, shine through in the movie.
But it's not going to be Jack Black.
It's not going to be Jack Black. Jack Black is just going to...
He's
going to be the best part of the movie. Except for Seth Rogen.
Maybe.
Seth Rogen's going to be the best part of the movie for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
How are we on time?
Well, actually, that's the end of this episode.
It's the end of this episode. It's a me, Anthony. Why did he talk so weird? He talked like he was just like off of some sedatives. He went, it's a me, Mario.
It's a me, a Derek. Well... That's it for episode 6. So, goodbye.
Bye.